This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Lots of parents in Massachusetts and beyond are trading stories about what they call a pandemic silver lining. And that silver lining has now been confirmed in a newly published study of healthcare claims for more than 3 million children nationwide. WBUR's Martha Biebinger fills us in.
The season of sickness starts every September in Alex Waldron's home right after her three boys go back to school.
They haven't been around a lot of kids. They haven't been inside classrooms. And always, 2 weeks later, almost exactly to the day, our first kid would get sick, and then it would spread through the family.
It might be strep throat, a stomach bug, a cold, fever, or earache. Once winter hits, Waldron, who lives in Stowe, would be taking someone to the doctor once a week. But since a year ago March,
we just did not get anything. The kids did not get sick once. It was unbelievable. It's never happened before. So that was a nice thing.
A nice thing during an awful year that looks pretty consistent across the U.S. We've already heard about the mild flu season for adults and kids. Now, a study in the journal Academic Pediatrics shows a dramatic drop in other pediatric sick visits from the start of the pandemic through the early fall. Specifically, 80% fewer gastrointestinal infections than the prior year, and 63% fewer respiratory viruses. Harvard Medical School Associate Professor Dr. Ativ Mehrotra is a co-author.
It makes sense that we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and all the precautions that we've done to try to prevent the spread of illness in the community would lead to fewer children becoming ill from those because they don't go to school to, you know, pass on the illness or they're wearing masks.
But even as children return to classrooms, school nurses say absences are way down, as are visits to their offices. An emphasis on hand washing and some distancing helps, but the key may be masks.
I think that we're onto something here.
Doreen Crow is president of the Massachusetts School Nurse Organization.
Masks, along with all these other mitigation strategies, have significantly decreased the spread of illness. So why wouldn't we want to look at that? Might it be an option to allow students to wear masks during the winter months?
Because one question is, how long will this common kid illness hiatus last? Dr. Kristen Ray, a study co-author from the University of Pittsburgh Medical School, says lifting precautions could lead to lots of sick kids.
If we do go back to kind of all of the old ways, then we're going to have perhaps 2 years of kids who have not been exposed to viruses who are then experiencing them all for the first time.
Some school staff and parents say their children have adjusted to wearing masks. Gloria Cunningham's four-year-old sometimes forgets to take his off when he returns from daycare in Cambridge, where he hasn't missed a day in more than a year.
Even his allergies right now are a lot better than they usually are.
So here's another benefit. Cunningham, a single mom, hasn't had to miss any work at the restaurant she manages. That's especially helpful during COVID, when her son would have to get tested and wait for results before returning to daycare.
Instead of missing one day, where last year that's what would have happened, you miss a day or two. Now it's you're really going to miss about a week.
Fewer sick kids is a good thing, but pediatricians are taking a financial hit. Dr. Suzanne Berman is a pediatrician from Tennessee who chairs a national committee of colleagues with independent practices.
I think of pediatrics as the Walmart of healthcare.
A high-volume, low-price model that does not work when no one shows up for the hours pediatricians have set aside for sick visits. Berman says some independent pediatricians are retiring early or moving to hospital groups. Many are trying to pivot to doing more mental health care, where the study finds demand for appointments is up.
There is an incredible need to treat children with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. But in many cases, that requires training in psychology and psychiatry that many pediatricians just don't have.
The study shows that well child visits and annual checkups have rebounded from the early months of the pandemic. Not all children are caught up on screening and vaccinations, but most have at least seen a doctor or nurse practitioner to tell if, besides those common bugs, they are okay. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.